You're listening to the Family Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Couples, today I want to talk to you about a dynamic that can easily happen in marriage, and especially the longer you're married and as you start to get into the busy time of raising kids and working hard and building your career. What we're going to talk about today is, why is the roommate spouse a bad idea? Now, maybe you've already experienced this, where you got married, you know, romance was high, everything was great, and then the realities of life started to set in, and you've over the years realized your marriage relationship has really started to suffer. You're experiencing distance. You don't feel like you're on the same page. You feel like roommates, right? A roommate is someone that you have a shared living space. You share chores and you share bills, but there's nothing else to the relationship. It's pretty one-dimensional, but that's not what God designed marriage to be. Marriage is designed to be this oneness principle that a husband and a wife come together and become one. And it's this built on selfless sacrificial love. So you can see how that gets out of balance when the reality of your relationship is just the roommate stuff. It's just, we're just two ships passing in the night. We're just roommates. You take care of this, I'll take care of that. And you're not cultivating connection and intimacy in your relationship. And if you allow that to continue, and maybe this is something you've already experienced, you start to create more and more distance. You start to feel more and more like strangers. Maybe you start to notice other people in your life, a coworker, someone at the gym, someone on social media that seems more interesting to you. And it doesn't take very long for decisions and choices to be made that could do massive destruction to your relationship, or you just decide to get a divorce because you just feel like we fell out of love with one another. So the first thing that you just want to be realistic about is, of course, life gets busy. If you start to have children, of course, they require lots of emotional needs. You know, they need to be taken care of. A lot of your focus goes to that. If you've been building your career, of course, that takes energy and maybe late meetings or having to cancel plans because of things that come up. All of these things, though, can be good in one sense. Like, it's good to want to build your career. And of course, it's great to have a family. But the problem is when, as couples, we choose those things over continuing to connect in the marriage. If you want to avoid the roommate spouse dynamic, there has to be intentionality, like it was back when you were dating or in your early marriage, where you made choices to sacrifice a night out with friends or not doing as much in your hobby because you wanted to spend time together, because you enjoy time together. You wanted to live life together, not apart. So you have to recognize, first and foremost, what are those things that are driving a wall, that's building a wall between us? What are the reasons for that? Is it because maybe one spouse is doing too much of the parenting and the other spouse needs to get involved in the game more? Have you guys made a decision, or maybe one spouse decided that their career was going to be more important, and so they just kind of dove into that but never really talked about it as a couple? What are those walls that have been built that are causing distance? And I know this for sure. And honestly, the divorce rate really spikes when you get to about a 20-year marriage, because that's usually around when kids are starting to leave the home and the active parenting years are done. And if you haven't been building into your marriage, then a lot of couples are looking at each other like, I don't even know you. I mean, it's been 20 years. I don't know you anymore. I don't even know if I like you anymore. And that's when divorce can really become a more prevalent thing. So what you need to do, first of all, like I said, start to identify the quality of your relationship. Do you feel like more of a roommate to your spouse? Number two, what are the things that are the walls that are being built, creating this distance between us? What is capturing more of our time and energy than relating and building our relationship with one another? And then I think you just need to stop yourself and be reminded, like in Genesis 2:24, this is the basis here of what God's design was for marriage. A man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. We see later on in Ephesians chapter 5 that Paul calls us to love as Christ loved the church, was a selfless, sacrificial love. You don't have that if you're in a roommate situation. You aren't called to that higher covenantal sacrificial love if you just see your spouse as your roommate and not your soulmate and not your partner in this life that on your wedding day you made promises and vows to one another that in the good and the bad and the healthy and the sick, and whether you're richer or poorer, you guys are committed to each other. So it might just be one of you needs to say, hey, time out. Things are getting really distant between us. Someone has to be the hero to call into question, this is the dynamic that I'm experiencing. Are you experiencing that? What are the things that are pulling our attention and our time away? And what might we need to start adjusting or sacrificing in our relationship to get back to this building into our relationship? You know, John Gottman talks about the love map is one of the tools that he uses, where you just use a series of questions. I mean, you can go on the internet and give me 5 questions to ask on a date night with my spouse and start to create time as a couple where you're getting to know each other. And it's not just, you know, did you get the chores done? Did you pay this bill? You know, how was Billy's practice? You know, whatever those things are that can typically dominate our conversation about everything else, but about the marriage. You guys need to start building into one another again. You need to start being intentional about the marriage and having conversations that are about you and about your relationship and about future goals you have and plans that you want to make, kind of recasting the vision of oneness again in the relationship. You know, one of the things that I think is interesting, and this is a challenge for me too, because I'm a pretty disciplined person in many areas of my life. And I know lots of people who are super disciplined in their life, specifically about eating and working out. And so you'll give plenty of time. You'll carve out that time. You're super disciplined, intentional. You're paying attention to it. You might even be reading and studying and really learning, like, what's the best diet? You know, what am I cutting out? What's the best workout routine for my age and what my goals are? But yet we don't show that same intentionality or care or research when it comes to our marriages. So I challenge you, just like I have to challenge myself. Boy, I make time for the things that I really enjoy. Why am I not willing to make time for the things that really matter? Why am I not stepping out and saying, I need to be vulnerable with my spouse again? Or if I don't feel safe to do that, like, start to have those conversations or offer up, like, let's go to counseling. Or go see our pastor or a marriage mentoring couple. Let's figure out where we're going wrong. Cause I'm feeling walls. I'm feeling distant. I'm feeling like we are not on the same page, and we either are going to make a change and start to choose differently and start to choose to be more intentional, or our marriage likely is going to go a direction that we don't want it to go. And again, I just challenge you to look at your own life and your values and your priorities and ask yourself the question, if I'm giving that much time and attention to this hobby or to my workout routine, why am I not willing to give that to my marriage, to the person that I promised to love and to care for until death do us part? If you are a follower of Jesus, why do you want to be selfish and not selfless, which is what we're called to? And again, that goes for both couples. It's going to require both of you to make adjustments, but it might require one of you to be the bold one to call it out first and to say, I don't like the direction that our relationship is going. I'm feeling walls being built and I want to get back to connecting as a couple. So again, a couple of great things you could do practically is to just say, you know what? We're going to make time for just us, whether it's a walk at night, whether it's the kids are free playing in the room and you guys are just sitting on the couch talking. Like I said, you could use the love map. We have that topic on Pursue God. You could read any of John Gottman's. You could look that up on the internet. You could look up questions, just kind of force new conversation in your relationship. I would challenge you guys both to look at your priority list and say, how do we need to adjust? What might I need to sacrifice? What might you need to sacrifice? How do we need to better balance the family responsibilities and things with kids? How can we build in a date night or maybe a weekend away at some point? How do we do the little things right now to start showing that the marriage is a priority for both of you? Because the roommate spouse is not going to lead you anywhere good. And I think for couples that are kind of in the mode and you're like, we're fine, you know, we're good, we'll reconnect in the years to come, I just really challenge you to not wait to do it now. And even I get it. I mean, there were seasons of our life too, where we didn't have a ton of time or a ton of money to go on trips or out on expensive dates, but we did make it a priority that every day we had a couple time check-in time that was separate from our kids, where we were talking, where we were building intimacy. And that's just really important. So don't wait and think 5 years down the road when life slows down will be better. Like, choose the right priorities now so your marriage can be strong and can withstand the unexpected things that oftentimes come along. Because if couples are not on the same page, if you feel distant, if you don't feel like your spouse is for you or loves you or is willing to sacrifice for you, then if a family crisis comes along or an unexpected health thing happens, you feel more alone than you feel like you're a team or that you have a partner. And again, to me, the highest calling that we have is if the love of Jesus is compared to the marriage relationship, that's what Paul's equating it to, that the love that Christ had for his church is the love that a husband and wife should have for one another. You know what Jesus did. He gave it all. He sacrificed it all, even though we didn't deserve it. And maybe some of you are saying, my spouse doesn't deserve another chance. They've been distant. I've tried and they just keep shutting me down. And all I can say is pray for your spouse's heart in that. But I would also say that Jesus is the God who does miracles. And if you show some intentionality and turn towards one another, God can do something new in your marriage. So I just encourage you, do not fall into or get out of the roommate spouse and start reconnecting and let God do something new in your relationship today.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please consider rating our podcast. It's a simple way to help us reach more people. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.